My name is Kiana Crusoe. I'm 21 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Siobhana Crusoe, who is my older sister, and we are recording this interview in Lubbock, Texas. So, what is the best meal you've ever had?
The best meal I've ever had is in terms of like going out to eat, or
just any memorable meal you've ever had.
That's a really tough question. I'm trying to think of like one specific meal, and I don't really have anything. There's restaurants that I really like, and I'll go and get the same thing because it's so good. But I'm just trying to give you an example that I can think of. Oh, okay. So, probably one of my favorite meals. I don't think it's the best meal ever, but it's definitely something that's coming to my head now. Is the Chama River in Albuquerque has this really good fondue, and you can order, I think it's like bread and apples and a bunch of other little vegetables, but the fondue is so good. So yeah, that one's one that stands out to me.
So, do you have a specific memory of eating that meal?
Well, that used to be a place that we went with my dad a lot of the time. Like on a Friday night, he would, you know, get a beer or whatever, and particularly when we were in high school, he'd text us and be like, hey, you know, drop by Chama River, and so we used to get the fondue there, but I think, like, the last time I was there was with you right before I was going off to college, and I remember it was, you know, this big treat that we were gonna go get fondue together, and I think that was the last time I went was with you, and yeah, I remember we made like a night of it, and it was really fun, and we ate a bunch of bread and cheese, and yeah, those were, I probably like it because of the memories too.
Okay. Sure. Interesting. So, I don't know what else to ask you.
Along those lines, there's another restaurant that's really similar, which is, forgot what it's called. It's the fondue place, though. It's very similar. It's just fancier.
Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot, yeah. And I'd say that that's really cool because you get to, like, cook your food in front of your, like, in front of your family or whoever you're with. You actually get to cook it the way you want it, and then you get to eat it, and it's, like, a whole four-course meal or something like that. And so that, I guess, is probably, the quality of food is probably better, but it's the same type of meal, but it's just way more expensive, so I haven't really been there as often. But with Chama River, it was a little bit cheaper, if I remember correctly. So something along the fondue lines is probably one of my favorite meals.
Okay. So at the Melting Pot, do you remember going there with your family also?
Yeah, actually, that's something else. I think, well, it's kind of odd because every time I went to the Melting Pot, it wasn't necessarily a happy occasion. Like, one time we went with my dad and, you know, my family, and then we also went with his girlfriend at the time and then her daughter. And so, like, that was really fun. But looking back at it now, so much happened with that relationship and kind of blew up that I don't really associate like good memories with that specifically, even though it was fine when we went. But I remember like the waitress, you know, showed up, she gives you the pot to like eat out of, and then she left and she came back, I think it was like 5 minutes later, you know, just to check in on us to see, it's the usual thing that a waitress or waiter does is, you know, so how's the food? And she came back and we had already like cleaned out the bowl. And I just remember she said something like, wow, you guys really like cleaned out those bowls. And so my guess is that because it's a fancier restaurant, one, you're probably not supposed to eat that fast. And two, it probably doesn't need to be like wiped clean. But of course, because we were young kids, like it was such a big deal. So I remember that from that specific night. But looking back at it now, it's not necessarily a good memory just because that relationship ended badly. And so I kind of associated with that. And then the other time we went to Melting Pot was with our uncle and aunt offered to take us for, I think it was Christmas or something like that. It was a Christmas present. And so we got to go with them. And at the time, we were struggling because my dad had announced that he was going to move to Colorado, which he was going to move with his new girlfriend, who was going to move there for her. And I remember it was something that we talked about then. And so that was also kind of a weird, you know, it should be a really nice occasion, and it was, but we talked about really serious stuff over fondue. And he, and I remember that night, Uncle Stevie each gave us, so like my sisters and I each gave us, I think it was like $50 or something. And he was like, I'm just doing this because I know it's something that your dad would do for me and for, you know, my kid if this was happening to him. And, you know, if his brother was doing the same thing, I just know he'd like be doing everything he could. And I like remember we all just started crying. And so I don't know, I guess like the food itself was just kind of like a good thing, but the actual memories associated with that restaurant probably not so much.
Okay.